following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi there. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
What's up, guys?
And we are in my office right now. Yes. I'm with David Taylor.
Yes.
High school youth pastor. And
that
Mike
guy.
Socia. He could be like right here in the middle.
Mike Socia. You know who's better than Mike Socia?
Who?
This guy. Mike Scott.
Mike Scott.
Michael Scott.
I guess when you're a leader, your name is Mike.
Your name's not Mike, though.
No, that's a good point.
All right. Well,
and your name is David, so.
So we missed the mark on that.
But just by coincidence, Socia leads the angels. Scott leads the office.
Yeah.
So there we go. And both of them are in my office.
That's true.
And I talk to them every once in a while.
That might
I say,
be true.
Michael, what would you do in that situation? And right. He says, I'd bunt.
Or he would say, try to be more like the Dodgers, maybe.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Okay.
Anyways, welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. And the reason why David Taylor is with us on Wilson Wednesdays today is
like
that.
Me.
Well, I do like him.
Me.
Yeah, he's an amazing youth pastor, incredible guy. And because in our morning prayer time today, he shared something that happened at our beach party, at the high school beach party last night. Which was kind of their close-off, end-of-the-year beach party, and something very unique. Actually, two things that were unique happened, and he can pick one of them.
Ooh, okay.
And share about something that it'll be a blessing for you today.
Thanks, man.
Middle-of-the-road guy. Yes, go ahead.
Middle-of-the-road guy, yes.
Yeah.
So, as Jeff said, we did what we called our summer closer, our last event of the summer, and we hung out at the church for a bit, had some food, watched a movie, and then we headed to the beach and had a bonfire, and it was rad. Excuse me. And, right. And, yeah, I'm coughing. And right before I go up to lead my devotional or teaching, before we got into worship, I think it's like 8 o'clock at this point, I get a phone call, and it's a 1-800 number, and I always reject these. Like I deny them. I never pick them up. And for whatever reason, and it's so weird that I look back on it, and it's such a God thing that I picked it up, because I never do that ever. And so I pick it up, and I forget exactly what it says, but it's like this automated voice that says something to the effect that it's the Huntington Beach Police Department, and somebody that was there was calling me for their 15-minute phone call, like their one phone call. And it gave the individual's name. And I'm like, I don't think I know this person. And
you're thinking maybe high school youth from the past?
I'm like, maybe. I'm like, you know. But I kind of thought to myself, and I'm like, I only know one person with this name. And I connected with this guy like 10 years ago. There's no way he has my number. And so I pick up the phone, and we start talking. Come to find out very quickly, he dialed the wrong number. He thought I was his sister. He's like, oh no. And he said some stuff, and you could tell he was freaking out, and he was really at, like, I felt like at a rock bottom, as many people would be, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
If they're in the jail on a Monday night.
I mean, you know,
o'clock.
I mean,
hey now.
No, I'm just kidding.
And I was like, hey, can I ask you a question? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, do you know Jesus? And he like pauses, and he's like, Jesus, like Jesus Christ, Jesus. And I'm like, yes, exactly, Jesus Christ. And he's like, he either said I know of him or I know about him. And I just got to share the gospel with this guy. And I was like, man, can I tell you right now that Jesus loves you more than you could possibly imagine? And regardless of what got you to where you're at right now, he offers a full, like he extends this full forgiveness, clean slate. And I'm like, even if something you have done here puts like a mark on you, like you have something on your record, I need you to understand that when you fully trust Jesus and come to him and surrender and submit to him and repent, your slate is clean in his eyes. There might still be consequences here, but there's a clean slate. And I just got to share with him. And as I'm sharing with him, this guy breaks down and he starts crying. And it was such a powerful What we call it back in the youth is we call them God encounters. Like when God shows up and he does something that we're not really expecting in the moment. I'm at a beach bonfire. I'm thinking through my study I'm about to do with the, wow, with the kids. And I pick up a 1-800 number. Like I never do this. And I got to, you know, and I got to talk with this guy, and at the very end, you know, he's like, thank you so much. Like through his crying, thank you so much. And I was like, man, you got to know that every single one of us, just like we are, just like you guys are, we are held accountable for the things that we know. And it's what we do with those things that we know. It's not simply knowing something, but it's what we do with what we know. And I was like, don't wait. Like, don't wait another day. I'm like, you're like, this is your 15-minute phone call. You know what I mean? You're going to go back and I don't know what life looks like for you, but you can be certain of something right now. You can get right with God right now. And got to just share with him and talk with him a little bit. And we hung up the phone, and I told him right before I hung up, I was like, hey man, I'm like, I really hope to meet you someday. And after we hung up and I taught and I got to share that God encounter with the students, really just as a bragging on God, like, I mean, God, yeah, that was play. I mean, God did that, you know,
and random guy calls you out of,
right,
from jail, from nowhere.
Right. You, yeah, know, and, it was such a cool moment. And I was just sharing with the staff. It's so humbling when you get to play any part in those kind of moments, because it literally has nothing to do with us, mm-hmm, at all. And it's just God graciously being like, you know, I'm going to allow my son David to be a part of this right now. Yeah. And he's going to feel the blessing for that. And it really was.
What prompted the gospel in that moment? As you get the phone call,
yeah,
and you're preparing your study, and right, you're about, you know, you're having your studies running through your mind, and a random guy calls and says, hey, Barbara, are you there? My sister, or whatever,
yeah, right,
however that looks like. What prompted you in that moment? I mean, we know the Lord, but what's going through your mind in that second?
Yeah, you know, at first, being all the way open, right? It's a value here. When he was like, oh, and said some stuff, I have the wrong number. A part of me thought to be like, yeah, bro, sorry. And I stopped. I kind of slowed down, and I think the first thing, what really kind of determined the talk was like, are you all right, man?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you doing all right? And when he broke, like, it to me, all of a sudden there might have been some tension of like, anytime we have the opportunity to share, and I would say this is true of every pastor as well, any person, there still is this at times, like, like this, okay, you know, and it can be, yeah, intimidating at times, and
yeah,
that's the enemy throwing those things at your way. But what I saw, what I heard in this guy's voice was brokenness. This guy missed his phone call. He I don't know. I still don't know if he got a hold of his family or not.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I don't know if he gets another one.
Dude, called you.
He called me.
You're on a beach, yeah, about ready to teach the Bible to a bunch of high schoolers, and his line connected to your line.
I'm so glad I picked up the phone.
And
I picked it up. And that to me is one of those things, again, where it was a God encounter. It was, yeah, so good. And you know, when Caitlin, one of our leaders, was leading worship for a youth that were there, I kind of walked off and I started praying for him. And I'm sure you've had this before when you teach and you're like, oh man, there's I wish I would have said this, or I could have said this. And I almost immediately was comforted. I felt like the Holy Spirit comforting me, being like, I don't need you, right? You know, I use you because I love you. Yeah. I allow you to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Man, I
can see him like, how do you think he got there? How do you think that phone call got to you? It was me.
Totally.
I got it to you.
And so I just became so comforted by the fact that God, I think the Holy Spirit was really comforting me, just being like, man, like I will use that. And we prayed for him earlier today. I prayed for him last night again.
Yeah.
That would just be like a footnote in his story. We've talked about a while ago, a stones of remembrance in his walk with the Lord in his life, that there, I'm in jail, and there's just this point of, I don't know what's going on in my life. And I randomly get linked up to a guy who tells me that regardless of what I've done, that Jesus loves me, and we don't have to be defined by our past, but defined by who Jesus says we are. And it's like, so man, that it was humbling to me. I'm all stoked and amped that God would even allow me to do that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so what prompted me? I don't know. I honestly, I think it was just one of those moments where God was, it wasn't even like, you're the man for the job. It was just like almost the words not being mine, and God just
lovingly being like, all right, my turn. You know, and just
go, go,
right,
do it.
Right.
Do it.
So,
so you're going to get that at some point, maybe today in your life. And at some point, somebody's going to come. Pastor Bill always talks about the person in your road, yeah, whoever God puts in your road.
Yeah.
And you may have those hesitations. It sounds like David just was felt like prompted by the Lord to say, say something about the gospel to this man. And so you're going to have those opportunities. We all do. And just take that step of faith, walk out in that, right, and just do it. Just walk out and do it. Thanks for sharing that today.
Yeah, of course, man.
Have a great rest of your week.
Or month.
Or month.
Let's year. Have a great rest great of year. Your
life.
Life. That's good. That's a good one.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in.